The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. When we think about the many problems in our nation, it would make you ask, where are we headed? Where will we land, and what will it be like on our way? And when we land, where will we wind up as a nation? Are we headed on a disastrous course? Are we losing our prestige, our power, our influence, and leadership of other nations? When other countries mock the U.S. face-to-face with our Secretary of State and tell us we can't do this or that, and to keep hands off of a little rogue nation that's trying to develop nuclear weapons and probably has already done so, then when we consider the financial situation that we, the United States, is in, the big government debt, the corporate and individual debt, the falling dollar, the natural disasters, floods, storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfires, jails, and we consider our prisons, mental institutions, and jails bubbling over, then the welfare problems, out-of-wedlock babies that taxpayers have to support, our moral decline that is bringing many problems on this nation. Plus, we're bogged down in Iraq, Afghanistan, and all the other evils within that's bleeding our nation financially. On and on we could go, listing our evils and problems. But we should be able, individually, to see most of them. And if that isn't enough to be concerned about, then we hear the talk of World War III. That has been in the news lately. President Bush has mentioned World War III. Now, we know it will come, and when it does, it will be a nuclear war. And we don't like to think about these things, my friends, and I realize that. But if that isn't enough to worry about, listen to these statements. FBI Director Robert Mueller said, Al-Qaeda's goal is clear, to detonate a nuclear device that would kill hundreds of thousands of Americans. Mueller said the threat feels so real that he lies awake at night thinking about that prospect. Seasoned investigative reporter and former FBI consultant Paul Williams reveals the alarming potential of nuclear terrorism on U.S. soil and the sinister connections among organized crime, illegal immigrants, and Al-Qaeda is not content on just blowing up one nuclear device or even a dirty nuke, but wants to explode real nuclear devices in seven U.S. cities simultaneously. Williams says these cities are New York, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Miami, Boston, Houston, and Los Angeles. My friends, that doesn't sound good. That isn't anything to rejoice about or be glad to hear. But as I said, we need to hear about the evils that we're living in. It does describe the day that we're living in. It just adds to the fears and evils of the world and certainly to our nation, because they are real. These threats are real. These times that I'm describing are real. We live in that day. We aren't living in what we would call normal times. I hope we all understand that. I hope we understand that these evils won't go away by themselves. We need to understand why we have all the fears and evils in the first place and what we should do and could do to begin receiving God's blessings and God's protection. God tells us what we must do if we want to receive God's blessings and His protection. Notice in Ezekiel 18, beginning in verse 25. That's Ezekiel 18, verse 25, if you'd like to turn there and read these scriptures. It says this, Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel. My friends, I want you to know, I want you to understand that God is addressing this prophecy and this warning message that I'm reading of right here now out of Ezekiel to the house of Israel, the United States, and the British people. And when this was penned, it was penned at least 130 years after the house of Israel had gone into captivity back in 732 through 718 B.C. God says, O house of Israel, is it not my way? And you could say, United States and the British people, is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? God says His way is fair, and it is our ways that's not fair and right. Well, do we ever blame God for our problems? Why did God allow this or that to happen? We don't understand that it just may be our iniquities that brings many curses on us. God says His way are fair, just, and righteous. But human nature likes to blame others or circumstances for their problems. Just maybe we should be more responsible. Continuing here in Ezekiel 18, beginning in verse 26, When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. So God says, if you turn from a righteous way of life, individually or speaking as a nation and to a nation, says if you turn and you go your way, the way that seems right unto a man, says when you die, you're going to die in your iniquity, and you just have a real good chance of dying an early death, whether it's a nation or an individual. Goes on here in verse 27. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he committed, he does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. Now that applies to an individual, and that applies to a nation as well. God is giving us warning here that if you live his way of life, you're going to prolong your days, in most cases, even as an individual, and certainly as a nation. Verse 28, because he considers and turns away from all the transgressions which he committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yes, my friends, if we want our nation to continue as a nation, we had better change. We had better turn from our wickedness and turn to God's way of life, which is a righteous way of life. Yet the house of Israel, notice, my friends, God wants us to understand that he is addressing this message to the house of Israel, the end time house of Israel. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair, and your ways which are not fair? In other words, God says, my ways are righteous, and your ways are wicked. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Notice, God continues here, he says, repent and turn from all of your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. God is speaking to you and me individually, and he is speaking to the United States and the British people and other Israelitish nations. This message is addressed in Ezekiel 18 here to the house of Israel, the end time house of Israel. Verse 31, cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? God says we are going to die as a nation. And if anyone can't see that the United States and the British people are on their way down and out, we surely have to be blind. God says we're going down and we're going to die as a nation. God also says that we're going to be taken captive unless we change our ways, unless we repent. My friends, you can repent. You can turn to God, and that's what God is asking you and commanding you to do, and avoid a lot of calamities that's coming on this nation and on this earth. Verse 31 again, God says, cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed. Get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. In other words, a new mindset and a new attitude, a new inspiration. A new course of life is what God is telling us to do. He's telling us to repent and change our ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Verse 32, for I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. My friends, you can hear this, you can listen to this, or you can ignore it. But you will suffer the consequences if you ignore it. And you will reap the blessings if you hear and understand, and you turn to God with all of your heart, your might, your soul, and your strength, and you begin to live the way that God has commanded by his law. You will save yourself a lot of problems. God warned our forefathers, ancient Israel, what would happen if they made iniquity a way of life. Yes, if they turned their back on God, and that was also a prophecy for the United States and the British people, and other Israelitish nations. Deuteronomy 4, beginning in verse 23. Take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you. God says, be careful, and don't let anything come between you and your God. Don't let anything take your time to keep you from worshiping the true God, from learning and studying his word and living his way of life and talking to God in prayer and coming to repentance and so on. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. God doesn't take lightly the fact that the world and certainly our nation and the British people, the one that God spent so much time with, teaching them, trying to get them to go His way, blessing them for obedience, and letting them know and understand that when they turn from God, that it only brought curses. God warns us time and time again, don't forget your God. It says, when you beget children and grandchildren and have grown old in the land, act corruptly and make a carved image in the form of anything, and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke Him to anger. God says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. Now we know that that happened to ancient Israel. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And my friends, this was a prophecy for that day, and it certainly is an end time prophecy for our day. God says we are going to be scattered among the nations, and we will be left few in number. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, hear, nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him, if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Yes, God says that things are going to get so bad that the house of Israel, that is what few are left of the United States and the British people, they will heed and they will hear God. They will repent. God says in other places that we will come out of captivity with crying and sighing and weeping for our many iniquities that we have committed. Verse 30, when you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days. Yes, in the latter days, the end time, my friend, that God is speaking to you and me about here. When you turn to the Lord, your God, and obey His voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which He swore to you. And that covenant that God made with ancient Israel was to be carried right on down to us today. We should be living under that covenant and not ignoring God's law and God's way of life. But that's what we have done. My friends, if you'd like more understanding along this line about this topic, we invite you to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request your free articles, Babylon, Fountain of Error, because that certainly seems to be the world that we live in, and Babylon means confusion. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, and request your free articles, Babylon, Fountain of Error, and the article, What Must America Do to Regain God's Protection and God's Blessings? Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today. And we invite you to continue to request our literature, our tapes, our CDs, and continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program daily on several stations and weekly on several stations. I hope and pray, my friends, that God will open your heart, your mind to listen and to understand.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.